Today we're going to talk about Boone Community Theater. Today we have, let's go with Michelle Jacobson first.
Good morning.
And also Homie Simmons here.
Hello, everybody. It's been a while.
It's been a little while. But good to have you back.
Thank you very much. I'm good to be here. Glad to be here. Yep.
Let's talk. We've been doing, obviously, for community theater, those, if you have been in, you know, lost for somewhere in a dark place and finally got out of the closet, Seussical to musical, halfway through the performances.
Yes.
And none of these people are directing.
Right. Not that one.
Exactly.
Well, Homie's sort of doing the carnival.
I am the director of the carnival.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Director of the carnival.
We got like four more to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so we do.
For those that don't know, Seussical, the musical, is a birthday party.
Triple birthday bash.
And again, some of it had to do with Dr. Seuss had a birthday Sunday.
Today, yes.
Sunday.
Yes.
No.
Sunday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah.
And,
I don't know what dimension I'm on.
Boone Community Theater's 50 years old. That's another one.
Yay!
And we have a big production going on. A lot of singing, a lot of dancing. Michelle gets to be in it.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Not directing.
Nope.
So, but we do have just a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's for the whole family.
It's so fun.
It is so fun. And I love the children of all ages can come here and have a connection, and to watch them as the director of the carnival, it's been so much fun. Like, the parents are like having fun doing the games, and then and the kids, and it's just been magical. It's so really been Seussical.
Start basically the carnival or the party, birthday party, call it. Starts about an hour before, so evening performances are at 7, so at 6 o'clock you start the party.
Yep. Yes.
It is not over, and then you have a matinee on Saturday,
You got another
one there. So that'll be at 1 o'clock because we start the performance at 2.
Correct.
Yes.
Now, the one thing is, it's not overly long. I remember even when you were, they were doing Sherlock, you know, and I said, so which one's the long one? And Seussical is short, 2 40-minute type segments?
Yes. Yeah, it's actually the Theater for Young Audiences edition of the show, so it's meant to be a little more condensed so that young kids can really enjoy it. It's really fast-paced so that you keep their excitement.
And they've been there.
They've been loving it.
Kids, so that works out good. A little longer intermission, which then the carnival comes back.
That's right.
It's a fun thing.
I love
being a director of the carnival.
And when they came in last month, they had all these prizes that they were giving away, and that was just the beginning of the prizes. So there's prizes.
There are lots of prizes
and lots of popcorn.
So much popcorn.
So we got concessions and things, but we've got right now. 4 more performances to go.
Yes.
Tickets are available at the door, and I'm guessing you have it set up that you can have some pretty good-sized crowds.
Yes. Yeah. So I know that most of the shows still have seats available, but if you want to be sure you have a seat, you should just check out our website because they're going kind of quickly.
They are.
BooneCommunityTheater.org.
Yes. Check it out, because I know they're going very fast, and there are still some, but you don't want to miss out. So.
Exactly. And if you show up and just want to get a ticket, I don't know.
If you bring like you, your spouse, or better half, and 4 or 5 kids, might be filled.
You should plan ahead.
Please plan ahead.
Anyway, but it is fun. That was the big thing for the young adults, because I know it was fast-paced, and that was one of the things that Amy was saying last time, and Janae, too, that just how quickly it moved, and any children that were there were definitely going to be.
They were very engaged, yes.
Some might be just drawn right into the whole thing.
Yes.
Not even in their chair.
Yes.
There was a few hobbits last night that were just very engaged.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and it was so cute. It was awesome. The cutest.
Yes. Well, and it's great for adults too, because I feel like everybody has some connection with Dr. Seuss stories.
Oh,
I mean, who didn't read at least one Dr. Seuss book growing up? And there are the show references like 12 different books, mm-hmm. and so you can hear a line that you're like, oh, I recognize this from that book, or
it's there.
So it's yeah,
it's there.
It's good for everybody.
So everybody's having a fun time. So
yes.
We have four more performances to go, folks.
Yes.
Yes.
In the meantime, we're getting ready for the next production.
Yes.
Night Night Roger Roger.
Night yes. Night Roger Roger.
Yes. And that one we actually are directing.
We are Woo-hoo! Directing it.
Come Woo! Hang out with us. We're super fun.
We are we are boon-bastic.
She is on a roll. Night Night Roger Roger. Okay, so first of all, auditions are coming up for this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Monday and Wednesday. So you've got to squeeze these in before the next round.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We're just, yep.
6:30?
6:30 Monday, 6:30. Wednesday at the theater.
Okay. So. Now, I know that some people might not fit their schedule, but if they would like to audition, make contact, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. So email us or make a phone call.
Go on to the Boon Community Theater website.
Yes, that is the best place to go for information.
Click on the audition page and all of the stuff's there.
Exactly.
Including a cast of characters.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
You can learn a little bit about the show. There's some monologues you can prepare.
I have my character list with me.
Coming in.
I love it.
I'm so excited.
You have a fairly decent sized cast.
Yes, yes, it'll be quite a few people. We're very excited.
I'm really hoping for the comedic sides of human.
Yes.
Especially with our kids and stuff, to come out and see what they can do, like physically and comedically. I live for that. So yeah. I'm just like, come on, what
so
you got in
this,
there?
So this is, again, not a serious drama, shall we
say? No.
Okay. Nope. Not at all.
But you were looking for something kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Able to do. So yeah. What is it? How does it set up? What's it all about? Who wants to give me a little summary of Night Roger Roger?
Very brief. Yeah. So basically, I was looking for something to do that was fun and a little quirky and offbeat.
Yeah.
Because I like those things. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So I found Night Night Roger Roger, and I read it through, and it really just kind of like made a stamp. Like, this is a thing that needs to be done. So, and it's like 12 vignettes.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're like little short sketches, right? And they all start, everybody has a story. And then basically towards the end, it all comes together. It all wraps up in a beautiful little present to the world. And it's amazing.
Yes.
And it's just so many different characters from different realms of life,
and it all ties together.
And it all ties together, and it's beautiful and funny.
Okay.
It's funny.
These performances will be coming up in May.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you do have a little rehearsal time.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be, once again, auditions Monday and Wednesday.
Yes. Yep. March 3rd,
3rd and 5th.
March
5th. Yes, at 6:30.
At 6:30.
And at 711 Story Street.
That's right.
Down.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's all ages.
All
that's
ages.
Important to note, too. There are some parts for youth, and there are some parts for
adults
okay. and older adults.
So
there's
check
all
it out.
Ages.
Check it out and find out what you would like to involve.
Yeah.
What you might be involved.
If there's an adult that likes roller skates.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Bring your roller skates.
Bring
adults.
Your roller skates. And let's see what you got.
Okay. Yeah. I know. Are you intrigued yet?
Dun, dun, dun.
I can fall.
Yes.
If you're comfortable on roller skates.
I'm like, I'm no longer allowed.
Yeah. There's a few of us that are just not the wise thing to do.
Exactly.
So that's going to be up next. Busy, busy.
Yes.
Because at the same time, Michelle, you are looking at getting ready for, got some spring break stuff.
Yes, we have a one-day spring break workshop for youths, ages 8 to 18, and that's on March 19th. And we'll do an all-day thing, so 9 to 3, and we're going to actually learn a short play called The Actor Games. And Yay. Then we'll do a performance for parents and community members that evening at 7. So they'll come and they'll learn the play all in one day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that night we'll do a performance. And it'll be like a reader's theater, so they can have their script on stage. Sure. So we're not trying to memorize it all in one day. But really work on characterization and stage movement and, you know, vocal projection, all those really important performances.
Both of you have done youth theater type things in the past. And I mean, not just performance, but a lot of training.
Yes.
And we have a number, you can tell, especially by the number of young people, not only that get involved with community theater, but at school.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So it's beneficial.
It is. It's so good for young people.
So those that want to find out about getting signed up for this one, the workshop, the spring break workshop.
Yes, sign up on the website.
Okay.
That's my theme today. Go to the website.
Go to the website.
Okay, is this just community theater website, or is it your youth one? Because don't you have a separate?
Nope, the youth page is part of the community theater website. So if you go to the BoonCommunityTheater.org, then there's a spot at the top where it says youth. And if you click on it, it'll tell you all the information about the spring break
workshop. Get you right to it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's a great engine to have.
Yes.
Right? Because, I mean, before we didn't have that engine to utilize to connect with the community and about all of the things that was going on.
Yeah.
And now we have it, and it's just so beneficial.
And all
useful.
Your social media, you're putting out all of the photos, so many photos of things that are going on.
Well, our publicist for Seussical is amazing, so she's been doing a great job with that.
Yes, she has.
So when that's done, this is just this part for youth, but I know you are already planning.
Yes, we have two summer camps.
Summer camps. And these are where you will learn your lines, and auditions for those actually come up fairly soon.
Yes, towards the end of the month on the 26th and 27th of March. Same thing, go to the website and click on the youth page. That's where all the information is. But we're doing a show, a week-long camp in June, and we're doing the show The Lion King Jr., which is a musical. Mm-hmm. And then in July, we'll do a week-long camp with the show called Oz, which is like after Dorothy and a little bit spoofish.
Okay. A little bit.
A little spoofy.
No, we learned last year you had so many young people that came out. You couldn't cast them all for the one production, so you did a second.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we decided it made more sense to just plan on having two. Mm-hmm. And then there were some people that it didn't work in their schedule for one or the other. Right. And so this gives people more options.
Okay.
And both of these shows actually are large enough that
you can have
we could have
size
quite a few people involved. Yeah. So if you would like to be in it, you will be in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's coming up again. So auditions for that will be end of March. But again, we're looking one in June, one in July.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're auditioning early just so that we can get scripts out to people because
Everybody's busy.
And it gives you a lot of time to get really familiar with your character and your part. Yeah. And last year when we did that, it worked really well because people came into the week knowing their lines already. And then we could really work on the fun part of acting.
It was so much. It was so awesome that we did it that way.
Yeah.
And like, wow. Why didn't I learn that before?
Yeah, that's all right. But it's really beneficial. So they can already know the songs. They can already know their lines. They can come in on day one, and we can start blocking and choreography, doing choreography, and then working on the fun part of performing.
Yes.
The learning the lines is
getting
the grunt work.
It's the tedious part.
Right.
You got to keep working at it. And some learn faster than others.
Yes, this is true. And
still, at all ages, some.
Well, she learns faster than I do, so. And I'm slow.
I think it depends on the content.
I'm like, short and slow.
Depends what you're working on.
That's right.
How much ad lib do they let you do,
That's right.
All right. I was going to say that I know that, obviously, game night's off the table this week.
Yes. Ooh. No game night this week.
No game night. Yeah. So
that'll be back in April.
Come back in April. But we do have other events that are coming up, right?
Yes. We are doing an open mic night on March 21st. And it's any type of performance you want to give. We've had people recite poetry. We've had people tell stories, sing, play an instrument, tap dance, you name it. It's open to any sort of performance that you want to give. I should say that it is a family-friendly event.
I was like,
So let's keep it, keep it family-friendly.
Yes.
That kind of performance, but yeah.
Good. Well, and I know we've had some people in the past that really hadn't been a part of community theater, but they've come in and done some things, and
yes,
all of a sudden, maybe they're doing some more more activities.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, yep. Even if they just come and want to watch, like, that's fun too. Everybody who's performing at an open mic wants an audience. So if you aren't a performer and you just want to come see something, it's
so
come
open
and
mic
check us
night
out.
Is what night again?
March 21st.
On the 21st. Friday?
Friday the 21st.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. At 711 Story Street, folks, if you don't know where it's at.
Yes.
711. Sounds kind of. Kind of rocks my brain a little bit, doesn't it?
Isn't it such a great address? I know.
It is. And it's a questionable gas station.
I got it. Well, I was thinking it's a great place to buy a brick.
Right. It is a great place to buy a brick.
Yes, it would be a great place to buy a brick. A really beautiful marble brick.
We might have sold a few bricks.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, to help us decorate our lobby with a customized brick.
Part of it, maybe Susical brought some people in that didn't really realize, wow, you guys...
Yes,
and really going.
And it's kind of the first step in a fundraising campaign to make improvements on the building, because it is an old building.
It's been
in Boone for a very long time, and we want to continue to make updates to make it more welcoming, and also to make sure that it stays secure and stable and all of those things. Energy efficient would be great. Yeah. But
those are some of the challenges.
Yeah. Now that we do have this building to maintain and to improve, we're just looking for some assistance. So buy a brick and you get your name on the wall and they're super pretty, and
it's right in the front. You can look in the front window and see
exactly.
Them.
Yep, exactly. So
it's a great place for it.
And if you are interested in getting a brick, you can either go online through the website.
That's right. Go to the website.
There's information on there how to do it. Or if you want to talk to somebody, if they're in there doing rehearsal or something, you can come in.
Yeah, stop in anytime you see the lights on.
Wait.
Well,
no.
Not anytime.
No, because, that's true. Sometimes the lights are on and nobody's there. we have automatic lights. Yeah. So that is a little confusing.
I mean, I
maybe
was
going
to say it was kind of like me.
Yeah.
Lights are on. Nobody's there sometimes. I just stare at you.
Like, if you see something going on, you're welcome to come in and find out what it is.
Homie sitting there looking at
But we do have pamphlets with information about how you can get a brick and what the money from the bricks will be used for. So those pamphlets are available when you stop in.
And you know what is also pretty awesome? Is like humans that come in and they look around and they're like, you know what? How can we help? And buy a brick. That'd be great. Yes. But if you want to learn some lights and sound and build a stage and stuff, come on down. We are willing to show and...
That's part of learning theater.
Right,
part of learning the theater.
You don't have to already have the skills because there are so many people that are willing to teach them.
And we love folks that like to fix things.
Yeah.
And do
learn new stuff.
Yeah.
Well, in the different productions I've seen, I mean... I've only seen the stage in the same place like twice or something, because it moves seating. Adjust your seating, you adjust your stages. What's going to fit the production? What the director's
right, exactly. It's really great to have such a flexible
space.
See,
I never asked you what you were doing for night.
You were going to have to wait and be surprised.
Yeah, because that's in my head.
That's right.
Dun, dun, dun. Can you get in there? Don't think so.
Performances for Susical, again, including the carnival.
Yes.
The carnival.
The birthday parties. Yeah. We've got them on Thursday, the 6th, 7th, 8th. Oh, there's 7 in the evening with party starting at 6 and matinee on the 8th at 2.
Yes.
Party starting at 1. Mm-hmm. And once again, I think ticket price for the Friday, Saturday, a little higher there. But and again, it is a musical, so you got a lot of... You got to pay royalties and stuff.
Yes.
For that.
So,
that's why the performance is up there.
But you get the
carnival.
And Thursday night, there's discounted tickets for kids.
Okay.
Yes. Under 17 and under.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's like $10.
Yes.
Friday,
yes.
Saturdays.
Neither of us are in charge of that, but we're pretty sure that's what it
we
is.
We are. I feel like there's a stronghold.
Yeah.
That could be correct information.
Yeah.
At least what I'm reading.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Oh, good. At least somebody
tickets at the door or online.
Yeah.
And like we said, if you want a guarantee, online, go to BooneCommunityTheater.org.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. And do that. All right. We got that. Auditions. Again, 6:30, Monday and Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Night, night, Roger. Again, go for those that are interested, go online to, again, the Boone Community Theater website.
Yes.
Click on auditions because you've got all the details on there.
That's right.
And if they can't make Monday or Wednesday, there's contact information.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And the monologue part. I didn't print any monologues.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, maybe. No.
But the characters I got.
You've got the print. You've got the characters. Yeah. But yes, the there characters. Are some monologues.
Here, we can do like this. Which one?
Don't worry.
I want to start.
Okay.
It's nighttime. Midnight, to be exact. And there you go.
Midnight, to be exact.
The monologue for your audition will be slightly longer than that.
Okay. Midnight, to be exact.
Midnight. To be exact.
Okay. And Spring Break Workshop.
Yes.
For young people.
Yep, 8 to 18.
Go check it out. Get yourself signed up.
That's right.
That's going to be on March 19th.
That's right.
Ooh, it's not like you're busy or anything.
No, not at all.
No.
It doesn't feel busy when you love what you're doing.
And we do.
Right? It just feels like fun.
It does. It does feel like fun.
Follow along on their website, BooneCommunityTheater.org, or on Facebook, Facebook, because you get a lot of photos and things about what's happening.
Yes, you should definitely try to follow us. And you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok as well.
Okay.
Exactly. I know.
Exactly. So many things.
We're here for all the generations.
And then, you know, you have your people who are out in the world, and they see our photos and stuff. And they can share them with other friends and family.
Which is lovely.
Amazing. Like, this technology is blowing me away.
All right. Susical the Musical, yet this week. Auditions on Monday and Wednesday for Night Night Roger Roger. And Open Mic Night on the 21st.
Yes.
And in between there, we got the Spring Break.
Workshop. And get your kids signed up for auditions for the summer camps.
Summer camps, too.
Yep.
All the end of the
March
month.
Is a busy month for us.
We'll keep reminding them about the calendar.
Everybody put everything you just heard down on your calendars right now.
That's right.
Right now, don't forget it.
Yep, put it in there.
And if you do forget it, check the website.
Please check the website.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.